Gex Mayor Derek Dobies joins us. Hopefully Joe Biden doesn't steal that song from you.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. Music is finally a bit more applicable today.
Yeah. Your thoughts on the inauguration?
You know, I think it gives a lot of Americans a breath of fresh air and an opportunity to move forward. I think particularly for Jackson, what I'm looking forward to is being able to, you know, have a president and Congress that can work together and actually get some stimulus relief down to cities like Jackson and more urgently expedite the production of and distribution of the vaccines for COVID. You know, we've have a lot of people in Jackson that are starting to that want to get vaccinated, that are reaching out to the county health department and want to take those steps to not only protect themselves but to protect our community. And up to now, the vaccine has the rollout has, as we all know watching the media, has kind of been a debacle, and a large number of those vaccines just weren't put into to production. So I think, you know, working with the new administration, with Biden, with the new Congress, hopefully they'll listen to the scientists, take this seriously, and do what's necessary to use the powers of the federal government to expedite the production and distribution of the vaccine. So I think there's some real opportunity for Jackson to benefit. And frankly, in the chaos, it can really only be described as the last 3 months. I think it's, you know, I joked on Twitter the other day that today at noon is kind of like, you know, New Year's Eve, and it's an opportunity to reset and start anew. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to working with the new administration, and hopefully the new Congress can deliver some results around not only COVID, but economic recovery because of the pandemic.
Quite an emotional COVID memorial last night. I know the city in a way played a part in that.
Yeah, so we I'm part of I think it came through the Michigan Association of Mayors through and through obviously the incoming Biden administration as a way for all of us around the country to take part in remembering those who've lost their lives to COVID, and recognizing that we're still not out of the woods yet, and we have a long way to go to protect public health. But we rang the Millennium Tower clock tower downtown 188 times last night. It's something that I talked to the city manager about doing, and he made it happen. And actually, Aaron Dimmick, our public information officer, worked with a number of our other staff to make that happen. It wasn't something that we were able to do at the time, so we had to scramble to get it done. And I'm glad it happened. It was something that I think a lot of people appreciated online and those downtown as well. So I think it was a great reflection point.
Who did the actual ringing?
I want to say a number of years ago, we actually installed new digital operations in the clock tower and stuff downtown, so we can actually play music and stuff out of the clock tower, and we're working on expanding that to other areas. So it was all digitally produced.
Well, we, in fact, Aaron was just on here talking about the Our Town program. That sounds like a neat project.
Oh, man, yeah. I mean, the Our Town meal distribution program is just one more example of how this community comes together and rallies around a huge challenge that we have, and does it in a really, I think, meaningful and one-of-a-kind way. They've working with Consumers Energy, we've raised close to $500,000 that will be used to buy, you know, to-go orders from local restaurants, and then we'll be distributing those Monday, Wednesday, Friday from the newly renovated MLK Center between 4 and 6, and they look to do about, you know, 1,200 meals a day. So we're going to get through, there's going to be a lot of support for local restaurants, and we're going to be able to get through a lot of food distribution in kind of the heart of a food desert here in the city, in one of the per census tracts, one of the highest rates of poverty in terms of neighborhoods across the city. So mm-hmm. we'll be doing it. You know, the city's always taken a leadership role during the pandemic. We were the first to call a local state of emergency. We've been working closely with the health department and the hospital, and this is another way that we want to work closely with the business community to benefit all of Jackson County. So the program will be open to anyone in need of those sorts of resources that has food insecurity, to be able to show up at the King Center and pick up a meal. So I think it's a great opportunity. We got a number of different restaurants that are participating. It'll be a 10-week program. So the first half of that will be food from Bella Notte, Brass Rail, Big Guy Catering, the Busy Bee Cafe, Gene Davis, Grand River Brewery, East Canoel, Jackson Coney Island, Knight's Steakhouse, and West End Farm Table, just as the first batch. And I know Kenny Cakes and some other local establishments are going to be part of the second bout. So just incredible, incredible support for our local businesses. And, you know, shout out to the City Hall staff that from the Parks and Recreation Department, DPW, that really pulled resources together and did the logistics to make this possible. It's going to be great.
First come, first serve is the way I ascertain it.
First come, first serve. Yep. We're asking people to be, you know, recognize that we're going to have limited food supplies. So it'll be first come, first serve. And hopefully people will be mindful of trying to make sure that those that need the food get food.
Right.
But, you know, we hope to be able to expand it. If people want to go to thecityofjackson.org/ourtown, there's ways for them to, if they're a restaurant, potentially participate in the future. And we're also going to be taking volunteers to help pass out the 1,200 boxes of food every day. And then, you know, we'll be hopefully continuing to raise money and take donations to keep the program running. So we've partnered with the EG to actually manage the funds, and the Jackson Community Foundation to hold the funds and raise more funds into a specific account that they've established over there for this purpose. So it's a great community effort. It's a great way for the city to help out and assist. And, you know, that we'll have a setup at the MLK Center for people to drive through and pick up that those resources. And tremendous example of the community coming together to help keep businesses open and help keep people fed during COVID, especially during the winter months.
Yeah, you got to get those restaurants open. I know the governor's taken a beating on that, but I really think it's what they're worried about is the bars, and it's not really. I think the restaurants really did a good job, but the bars, I don't think really did a very good job.
Yeah. I think in any case, there's going to be good actors and bad actors, and people that can reopen mindfully and do it in a way that will protect the public health and allow for people to be spaced out. But there's others that don't and kind of ruin it for the rest of us. So I think here in the near future, we're going to see some of those regulations lifted. Mm-hmm. I think that a lot of them were necessary to protect the public health. But I think that, you know, with a vaccine, with hopefully today at noon, with a new administration coming in, we can see the vaccination process and distribution accelerated, and that'll give us more confidence to be able to reopen our economy. But I'll say, you know, Jackson's local economy, our downtown environment, and businesses across the city are continuing to be incredibly resilient. And you know, there's a lot of grit out there. Jackson's got a lot of grit, and we'll get through this together. And hopefully, when the restaurants will be able to reopen, we'll get our economy really fully charged again. But you know, we've weathered the storm very well, I think.
Wild guess here. you haven't heard from the Attorney General yet.
I haven't heard from the Attorney General as to the investigation of Council Member Alexander or Councilwoman Schlechte. So the jury's still out. They're still investigating, and I don't really know when we'll hear back. But you'll be the first to know, Craig.
A lot of investigations going on at that Attorney General's office these days.
There's a I'm sure they got their hands full for sure.
Hey, thanks, Derek.
Hey, thanks, Craig. I appreciate it.
Take care.